Looking to part ways with complicated, expensive, and uncertain shipping? Then give your business the edge it needs with USPS Ground Advantage shipping from the United States Postal Service. Keep everything simple with clear, upfront pricing and no unexpected surcharges. Keep things affordable with some of the lowest prices out there. And keep it all reliable with on-time ground shipments. It's time to turn shipping to your advantage. Learn how at usps.com/advantage. USPS Ground Advantage. Simple, affordable, reliable.
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
This is Optimal Finance Daily, Episode 70, Secret Savings, Accounts, and Debt. Oh my! Part 2 by Jay Money of BudgetsAreSexy.com.
Get ready to maximize your potential with Optimal Finance Daily, the podcast that brings you the best content in personal finance 5 days a week. Your optimal life awaits. Now here's your host, Dan Warren.
Hey everybody, and welcome to another Friday edition of Optimal Finance Daily, where I read to you from some of the best personal finance blogs on the planet. And I want to thank you all for bearing with me. I realize I have not sounded my best these last few days. I got what I think was back-to-back colds, and this last one really settled into a nasty case of laryngitis, which is what you're continuing to hear. So hopefully in the next few days, I will start to sound a little bit more like myself, but again, thank you for bearing with me. And today's post is actually a continuation of yesterday's post, so if you're here for the first time or just skipping around, I would recommend checking out yesterday's episode, episode 68, so that this one makes much more sense to you. And if you'd like a really easy and free way to show your support for this podcast, please hop on over to oldpodcast.com, that's oldpodcast.com, and join the weekly newsletter. Not only does it show your support for us, but you'll also get some nice free gifts from us just for joining, and you'll be entered to win a book every month as well. But for now, let's continue yesterday's post on this Friday and start optimizing your life. Secret Savings, Accounts, and Debt. Oh my! Part 2 by Jay Money of BudgetsAreSexy.com. Now on to relationships and money. One in three Americans, 32%, will only discuss financial matters with a partner when the relationship has become exclusive. I'm pretty sure most of us here will spill it on the first date. For the general public, that sounds about right. I don't really care when you talk to your significant other about money and goals, life, babies, etc., so long as you actually do it. Let's get those numbers higher. And from what I hear, you scare away less fish after at least date number 5 than on the first, but what do I know? I haven't dated in 10 years. I hear you can meet online now? More than 1 in 5 Americans, 22%, will wait until after getting engaged. I probably wouldn't wait that long to bring it up, but still better than once the knot is tied. Or keeping it a secret, like people are apparently doing. I still can't believe people get away with that for so long. I have the worst poker face, and give me a few beers and it'll all slip out anyway, even if I didn't want it to. 20% of Massachusetts women believe the best time to discuss financial matters with a significant other is after moving in together. I would say that definitely warrants the talk, yes, but wouldn't it be smarter to do so before moving in, or before getting married and moving in, since my mom said you're only allowed to cohabit with a woman once you're married? 80% of them are doing good, though, so I'll give it up to Massachusetts. And if you're wondering why they're singled out like that, it's because Haven Life currently only offers term life insurance online to that state right now. They're about to start hitting up all the other states soon, though, so don't laugh until they find out how many people wait to discuss money in your state. So what does this all mean? Why should we care? Well, the short answer is we shouldn't care about what others are doing, but we should very much pay attention to our own loving relationships. I'm no marriage counselor, but you can never go wrong doing the following. Number 1. Talking about money sooner than later. I don't care if you have to get naked and whip out a bottle of wine or two. Just do it before you feel ridiculous waiting too long to bring it up. I'm sure both of you have issues you wish you didn't have, but Better to release them into the world now before they add up and cause even more of a scene later. No secrets. Number 2. Love the shit out of each other. You won't be able to do this every day, of course. We all get on each other's nerves. But as cheesy as it sounds, love really does conquer all, especially money problems. Money can be fixed no matter what position you're in, but love ain't something to be messed with. Communicate as much as you can, and money and everything else should be much smoother over time. Number 3. Communicate the shit out of each other. Loving is the first step, but almost equally as important is communicating in a relationship. It saves so much trouble, even though it's so freaking hard to do sometimes. Very much like saving or buying insurance when you'd rather blow it all on a guy's or girl's weekend. But just like with the principles of money, you gotta keep a solid and trusting foundation with love, too. Start with trying a weekly money talk where you literally spend 5 minutes going over the state of affairs with everything, the good, the bad, all of it. Once that gets repetitive or boring, move it to every other week or even once a month. 5 minutes is nothing from your life, but can make all the difference in your relationship. And feel free to slip in goals or career or even in those 5-minute chats, too. Imagine if every week you and your partner were focused on all your goals and missions in life. How could you not improve? I'm making a note to set up weekly chats myself. I know it's smart to do, but I'd be lying if I said I'd do them right now. Also, important note to self, make sure someone is in charge of these chats. If you don't appoint a chat master, new word, coined right here, you'll never stay on top of her. I mean, them. And that's a wrap. Any other tips you'd like to add? Any of you hiding secrets from your significant other? If so, why? Remember, A-G-B-T-T-Y-L-A-M. Always gotta be talking to your lover about money. Problems are always scarier in your mind, building up over time, than they are when released into the wild. They're never fun, and your significant other could very well be pissed off for quite some time learning about them, and rightfully so. But better to put it out there now and start cleaning it up. You owe it to your relationship, if not yourself. You just listened to the post titled Secret Savings, Accounts, and Debt, Oh My! Part 2 by J Money of BudgetsAreSexy.com.
For a lot of people, it can be stressful and confusing to manage their finances. Even I used to feel this way when using different finance apps. But then I tried Monarch Money, and everything got so much easier. Maybe you're saving for a down payment, a wedding, a dream vacation, your kids' college. I found that Monarch makes it so easy to help you reach your financial goals, whatever they are. I definitely wouldn't be able to allocate my finances or plan as clearly without help from Monarch. In fact, Monarch is the top-rated all-in-one personal finance app. It gives you a comprehensive view of all of your accounts, investments, transactions, and more. Create custom budgets, set goals, and collaborate with your partner. And now get an extended 30-day free trial when you go to monarchmoney.com/OFD. After trying out Monarch for myself, I understand why it's the top-rated personal finance app. And right now, get an extended 30-day free trial when you go to monarchmoney.com/OFD. That's monarchmoney.com/OFD for your extended 30-day free trial. Looking to part ways with complicated, expensive, and uncertain shipping? Then give your business the edge it needs with USPS Ground Advantage shipping from the United States Postal Service. Keep everything simple with clear, upfront pricing and no unexpected surcharges. Keep things affordable with some of the lowest prices out there. And keep it all reliable with on-time ground shipments. It's time to turn shipping to your advantage. Learn how at usps.com/advantage. USPS Ground Advantage. Simple, affordable, reliable.
If you have any comments about today's post or author, come visit oldpodcast.com and share your thoughts with us. And that is one more week of Optimal Finance Daily in the books. Please don't forget that we do give away a book every month to a random email subscriber. So if you'd like to be part of that, just come on by oldpodcast.com and you can sign up for the newsletter for free. And when you do, you'll also get some great free gifts from us. So happy Friday to everybody out there in Optimal Finance Daily land. Hope you have a wonderful first weekend of June, and I will see you bright and early on Monday where your optimal life awaits.
Hello, Life Optimizer. This is Justin Mollick, creator and producer of this podcast, but also Optimal Living Daily, the show where I read to you from Even More blogs covering finance, productivity, minimalism, personal development, and more from amazing bloggers like Derek Sivers, Zen Habits, The Minimalists, and all the ones you hear on this show too. So if you enjoyed today's episode and like taking amazing blogs on the go, come on over to Optimal Living Daily and subscribe to that one too. And together, we'll start optimizing your life.
You've been listening to Optimal Finance Daily. Be sure to hit the subscribe button to stay up to date on each new episode and head to oldpodcast.com. That's OLDpodcast.com for a free gift as well as more actionable tips and resources to help you maximize your potential. Thanks for joining us, and remember, your optimal life awaits.